Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Brr, it is cold, but you probably don't need old Luke to tell you it's cold. Whether you're listening up in Kansas or western Oklahoma, southeastern Colorado, the Panhandle, wherever, it's cold. This reminds me of winters back, in the 60s when I was a boy. In 1960, I was 10 years old. That'll give you an idea. It just seems back in those days that winters were colder. I don't know if it was because of the clothing we wore back in those days, you know. I just don't know. I do believe it was colder. But right now, to put it this way, it wasn't any colder back then than it is right now. I used to love to hunt rabbits, and I still do, but we don't have much snow anymore here in North Texas where I live. Now, up in Kansas, I know it's different, in Nebraska, and even up in Oklahoma. But snow is a rarity. We used to hunt rabbits a lot. Well, we'd hunt them all through the winter months. But after a good snowfall, you know, the rabbits are like any critter. When it's bad weather, snowing and sleeting, they're in their warren. They're in their nest, you know, underground. But you let it sun warm up, every rabbit in the woods is going to be out hopping around feeding. So you can track them better in the snow. Plus, you can just see rabbits a lot better in the wintertime when there's snow on the ground. You can spot them. And if you're a rabbit hunter, you know what I'm about to tell you. You can spot that big eye. That's the first thing on a rabbit in the woods that you'll spot. And but I love to eat rabbit and squirrel, too. Rabbit, as a rule, are a little bit easier to get tender than squirrel. They just are. I love smothered rabbit. I like to take the rabbit, quarter it up, you know, two hind quarters, two front quarters, and then the back. I usually cut the ribs off with a sharp cleaver type knife, cut the ribs off where you've got the back in two sections. And then I'll dust it with you know, salt and pepper. And I like to put it in a bag with quite a bit of Louisiana hot sauce, Louisiana hot sauce, we call it, you know, and then dust it with flour and fry it until it's done. Don't worry about getting it tender if you're going to make smothered rabbit. Drain most of the grease. Put some flour back in that skillet. You want a little grease in there, cooking oil, I should say, and all those little crumbs from frying. You want to leave those in the skillet. And then it's a water flour gravy. Pour some water in there and stir. The Cajun folks would call it a roux. You and I are probably going to call it a gravy. So make that and add salt and pepper. And sometimes I'll put maybe a teaspoon of sugar in there with it just to give it a little bit of a different flavor. Keep stirring that gravy. And if you want a dark gravy or a dark roux, just keep low heat and keep stirring it till it's darker. So you might want a lighter colored gravy, but make the gravy like you want it. And then you've got those fried, quartered up pieces of rabbit over there on the side. Okay. They're already browned, you know, but they're not as tender as they're going to be. Put those over in the skillet and, add a little more water. You don't want to, that's, the gravy's probably going to be pretty thick. Put a little more water in there, stir it all around, and put a lid on it. I use a big cast iron skillet for this. Put it in the oven at about 325 for, give it about 25, 30 minutes, and then pop that lid and check it. And then when it's tender like you want it, put about a cup and a half of rice in there with it. And some more, about 3 cups of water, because you need that extra water for the rice. Stir all that together, put a little black pepper on the top, put the lid on it, put it back in that oven. Folks, that is some of the best rabbit you've ever eaten. Check out my podcast, Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and Friends, wherever you find your podcast. And I'll see you next week. Stay warm, folks. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by ATN Thermal Scopes and Thermal Spotters that Luke uses, Butcher Packer Supply, Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, CVA Muzzleloaders, the Dallas Safari Club, Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Siegelville, Texas, Kuby Sausage House in Dallas, Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, Pyramid Air, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Stealth Vision, Striper Express, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, and the Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse in Dallas, Texas.